This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want right here, toll free. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
All right, let's get to our book, much belated at this point, book club here. Now, Daryl, you weren't on the Sunday show several weeks ago when we started doing this book review. Have you ever read Economics in One Lesson?
I have not.
Me neither. So I'm new to this. Johnny Ray, had you read this beforehand?
I've listened to it before, but I have not.
You listened to audiobook?
I picked up a copy of it and realized, wait a second, this thing is way too thick to be considered one lesson. When I think of one lesson, I think of one sitting.
You could read this
in one sitting.
I mean, it's only 100 and... Okay, 200
I think
pages.
That's an abridged version.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I've never heard of that before. Look, I think that this book was designed to be a relatively short economics book. I mean, I'm sure there are much thicker...
The version that I saw was thicker than that.
I'm sure there are much thicker versions, economics books and texts out there that are much less accessible to the average reader. This one was written for the average person to be able to grasp. And I think he's done a pretty good job of communicating the concepts in the book so far. I haven't really felt as though any of what he's communicated has been over my head, and I tend to drift away if something feels too academic. I'm just not the audience for academic texts,
right?
And that is not what this book is. So I would say it's within the reach of anyone who has basic reading comprehension, and it happens to be free, by the way. So if you would like to join Johnny Ray and I in reading along with this book, all you have to do is search for Economics in One Lesson PDF on Google, and the free version of this will come up. Of course, you can buy a physical copy, I believe, through the Mises Institute or maybe Laissez-Faire Books or Amazon. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can jump through to the Amazon links there, and then Free Talk Live will get a cut.
The Foundation for Economic Education.
Do they sell it as well?
Probably.
So we were on Chapter 5. That was the one that we'd never really gotten around to, and I think we were supposed to do it like 3 weeks ago. So we're a little bit behind.
And I just did a search for Economics in One Lesson, and the first thing that comes up
is the PDF.
Nice.
So
well, first there's the wiki article that's in that sort of sponsored sort of thing that Google does, and then there's the PDF.
So, Chapter 5, the shortest chapter thus far, is all of 2 pages in length. Basically, title of the chapter, Taxes Discourage Production. And essentially, the author, by the way, is Henry Hazlitt. Hazlitt talks about how employers are disincentivized from the investments that they might normally make, from expanding their business operations as they might normally do if they weren't subject to confiscatory taxation or ridiculous regulations that add burdens of unnecessary costs to running their business.
Yeah, up to now, we're still, like you said, we're in the building blocks of this book. I think it's going to get a little more complex down the road, but we're still in the building blocks. And up to now, he's been saying that government does not produce things magically as much as they would like you to want. They would like you to look at them that way, as somebody who can produce something out of nothing.
Well, there's always a cost to whatever it is they're producing, not just the obvious cost of, well, we spent $50 million on this bridge. There's also the unseen cost of, what are we missing out on from businesses that would have been able to keep the money that they earned and maybe invest it in their business or do something else with it that would have helped them and their customers and overall society because of that. You don't get to see what's missing.
Right, and he's saying that that there is a cost here, and there's instead of getting this, you're getting this. But in this chapter, he goes on to say that not only is there a diversion happening, but you're actually getting less than you otherwise would. It's not just a simple matter, as he puts it, of a of shifting some funds in one and from one ledger to another, because it's because it's the government and it's public. It's there's a pernicious effect on the man being taxed, the person being taxed. When that money, when he takes that, when you lose that money, you lose some of your desire to take risks,
sure,
or employ more people,
or work harder. In the case of not even just the businessman, but like an employee, we've heard stories of people who have gotten a pay raise that puts them into a particular tax category that they hadn't been previously, where they're actually getting taxed at a higher percentage because they got this pay raise. So I don't know what the number might be, but from whatever their current pay was, they're getting raised to X on top of that, and that crosses a threshold and increases the percentage of taxation, so therefore their actual take-home pay, even though they've gotten a raise, is actually less because they've crossed into an additional taxation level. And so we've actually heard of people who have told their bosses, hey, look, if you're going to give me this raise, just don't, okay, because it's actually hurting me to give me this raise. And so if you know that, you know, getting a raise is actually going to be detrimental to you financially because of the taxes, then you're not going to have the incentive to put whatever effort is necessary to impress the bosses at work and try to get that raise in the first place. Of course, most people may not be aware of that until it actually happens.
So I've just pulled up the PDF here, and I want to read a short excerpt. He says, government spenders forget that they are taking money from A in order to pay it to B. Or rather, they know this very well, but while they dilate upon the benefits of the process to B and all the wonderful things he will have, which he would not have had if the money had not been transferred, they forget the effects of the transaction on A. B is seen, A is forgotten.
Now, there is a controversial portion of this for liberty-minded folks, and that is toward the very end of the chapter, he says a certain amount of taxes is, of course, indispensable, he says, to carry on essential government functions. So he then says reasonable taxes for this purpose need not hurt production much. So he on one hand admits that taxing businesses is hurting business and hurting production and hurting the economy, but then he actually accepts the idea that taxes are somehow necessary in some way.
It's the necessary evil, where you're admitting that you think that evil is necessary.
And this is, so Hazlitt isn't really, he's not a libertarian, he's not a voluntarist, he's not somebody who believes in a voluntary society, he's a minarchist.
Some would refer to as a lessarchist.
Okay, I've not heard that term before.
Where you just want less government. You want less state.
But
necessarily minimal.
Okay.
You just want less.
I think the three of us would agree that's a flaw in his philosophical makeup, in the because I just forgot.
Well, and maybe he's doing it because he feels like that sort of answers a lot of objections, like, oh, well, I'm not an anarchist, or, you know, I don't believe in no government. I think we need to have some government, just a small, reasonable amount of government.
I remember, and that's it. Hazlitt would be unable to define reasonable to you. It would be impossible.
Right.
Because it's just there's no moral sword cutting definitions out of that. It's just the feeling you have. It's just your own personal story and what's important to you versus what's important to other people. But in the market, when you've just got your own money and you're spending your own money, then that's all moral because it's yours.
Right. So,
and he finishes the chapter by saying, when the total tax burden grows beyond a bearable size, without defining what bearable,
right,
is.
What can you bear might be different than what he can bear.
The problem of devising taxes that will not discourage and disrupt production becomes insoluble.
I like this chapter because it's a little bit about psychology. I don't remember where it is in here exactly. It's so short I should be able to find it immediately. But he's basically saying that if you will lose 100% of everything that you lose in some kind of a business venture, but you're only allowed to keep 50% of what you win, then it's going to make you very timid. It's
going to,
the risks are you're not going to be willing to take the same kind of risks that you were before. And risks is how your economy grows.
We got chapter 6 on the way to talk about. It's more detailed. This one's probably 7 or so pages long. It's the longest one so far, actually, of the book. So it's nice that these chapters are short, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have the dedication to get through them. So we'll continue with chapter 6 of Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. And you're welcome to share your input. You can also still bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join us via our toll toll-free number here on the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Skype username is lrn.fm. The healthcare system is pretty messed up in the United States. Of course, you can blame the government for that.
Thanks, Obama.
Because they, well, and before Obama, I mean, the government's been regulating the hell out of that business for a long time. And, you know, we're talking about how a lot of regulations will take economic incentives away from innovation, and they sure as hell have when it comes to the healthcare world. However, there are still some people out there that are struggling to provide good products and services within the healthcare business, and HealthExcellenceSelect.com is one of them. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, as well as no-charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and price. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You don't have to have insurance, and Health Excellence Select actually gives you freedom from insurance. So go and learn more. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We'll continue more from Economics in One Lesson. Finally, getting caught up to Chapter 6, which is a detailed chapter, and we'll get into it. In fact, Johnny Ray, you said you wrote, was it an essay about this?
Yes.
All right, we'll have you share that here in moments. But first, let's go to, we got Richard calling from Missouri on via Skype. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. I was just listening to the Free Rossathon. I'd actually been listening to it all day long, and I heard Daryl. Daryl, you did a good job. Thank you. However, it just cut off suddenly, like right a little bit after 8 o'clock, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
Yeah, I saw something, but apparently they were back. It went out for like 5 minutes somehow, but they are back. And they're currently at $13,374 raised towards the $14,000 goal.
Very good. Well, I don't know what the story is for me. I've been trying ever since it went out, and I have not been able to get connected with two computers. So, at any rate, it was a great show, and I just wanted to congratulate you, Daryl, for being on and doing what you
Thank
did
you.
There, and sounded great. So,
Daryl, can you sum up executive summary for those who weren't able to watch you live and maybe would like to see you later? What did you talk to the audience about during the Free Rossathon?
I talked a little bit about some of the things that I see with the case to where I see there's enough reasonable doubt. So even if you don't buy into jury nullification of what Ross did was not immoral, so therefore he shouldn't be in jail, there's enough reasonable doubt to
wind whether it was
up.
Him. Whether it was even him who did it.
Well, whether it was him or whether the investigation was done appropriately within the rules that the government has set up for themselves.
Right, given that there have been multiple corrupt agents who've been convicted for being corrupt agents that whole time. Of course, we're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the heroic man who started the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace that really was the beginning of a huge sea change in the black marketplace that has been beneficial to and likely has saved people's lives. I mean, I think the guy's a hero, and so I'm grateful that everybody, not just you, but Derek Jay and many, many others, dozens of others.
Yeah, let me just read some of the names here. Jeffrey Tucker, Brian Doherty, Jeff Berwick, Carly Garrick, Neil Franklin, who's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Stephanie Murphy, Tom Woods, Ernie Hancock, Angela Keaton, Adam Kokesh, Richard Grove of Tragedy and Hope.
It's an all-star cast.
Bob
there.
Murphy, Matt Phillips, Cody Wilson, Julia Taransky, Kirk and Callie Ulbricht. Kirk is
his father.
Father. Callie is his sister.
Right.
Tim Fry.
From Roberts and Roberts.
Roger Veer, Derek J., and Jim Babb.
Yeah, it cut out right about the time Roger Veer was about to talk.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sure they'll have the archive up later.
I was very disappointed.
I suspect they'll have the archive up later, and you'll probably be able to access that. Was there more that you wanted to share tonight, Richard?
Oh, I think that'll do it, but I appreciate everything you guys do, so take care
and
have a good evening.
Thanks for the call tonight. Bye. I appreciate it. FreeRoss.org, definitely go check that out. Whatever, you know, whether you just want to go send a donation or check out the Free Rossathon after the fact.
Yes.
I don't know what time it'll be available for replay. But
it's being done through a Google Hangout onto YouTube.
So it should be instantly.
So however long it takes YouTube to wind up encoding the stuff once you hit save.
Yep. Probably not instantly, but you know, an hour or two later, maybe. So back to the story here from Economics in One Lesson. We're going to get into Chapter 6, which is entitled Credit Diverts Production. And in this chapter, Johnny Ray, Henry Hazlitt, the author of Economics in One Lesson, is talking about government credit, meaning government loans or government giveaways of money to people who maybe in the marketplace wouldn't be given that money. So he gives examples of farmers specifically in this chapter. The idea being that, well, so and so farmer, you know, Billy, the farmer, he wouldn't be able to get a loan because he screwed up with his finances at some point in his life. He's got bad credit, and so therefore, you know, he wants to do some farming or he wants to be.
But
he
doesn't just want a handout. He wants to work. He wants to work for himself. He wants a loan to buy some equipment and pay it back.
Right. And so
I'm looking here, and he describes two different types of loans. One is a loan to enable the farmer to hold his crop off the market.
Yeah,
and the other is a loan to allow him to buy more capital, whether it be a farm or some equipment or, you know, supplies. So, you know, one's a loan to keep something out of the market. Hey, give me some money so I don't have to go sell my corn. The other is, give me some money so I can buy product, you know, a tractor, supplies, etc., so that I can grow some corn and then take it to market.
Yeah, and in my edition of the book, he says that the second example is the loan that he's talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, in this case, you know, what he's pointing out is that if the marketplace would not consider this person a good risk, meaning that a normal lender would not look at this person and say, yes, I'm willing to lend you money. The government, of course, positions themselves as, see, we're helping these unfortunate people who are not in a position to get a loan from any other source. This is helping these people put food on the table. It's helping them start a business. Who could be against that? And essentially, the argument is, well, you know, the government is using other people's money here to loan out to these folks, and if they don't pay back, they default on those loans, then the taxpayers are the ones who have to pay for that. Specifically, the more productive business people from whom the taxes are being taken that otherwise could do something more productive with them or less risky with them than give it to somebody who's got a bad credit history.
But if the farmer does wind up paying off the loan, the taxpayers that were stolen from to give the loan in the first place, they're not going to see any return on that investment.
That's true. Well, of course, the government would argue that the return is that there's a new successful business that's helping the economy.
And they'll also claim, well, your taxes might go down. They never actually do, but they might. You know, I might wake up tomorrow with, you know, like, who's that really hot chick that's dating Tom Brady?
I don't know,
Gisele Bündchen. I might wake up in the morning with Gisele Bündchen in my bed. It's probably not going to happen, but it might.
Look, we'll talk more. You've got an essay you've written about this, Johnny Ray. We'll
I have a really terrible essay that everybody will enjoy.
All right, very good. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do we need government to make risky loans with other people's money?
No.
That's what we're talking about here on Free Talk Live.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys. guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And it's the live Sunday edition of the program. We're doing a book review or book club, whatever you want to call it, where we're discussing chapter by chapter economics in one lesson.
We're doing a double chapter tonight.
Henry Hazlitt. Yep, we've done chapter 5. We're on chapter 6. And we're going to continue that here in moments. But speaking of the free marketplace, which is what, you know, we'd all like to see come to fruition across the board, there are some markets that are less regulated than others, and the world of ride-sharing has just opened up big time as far as freedom is concerned. Prior to Cell 411 entering the ride-sharing field, all you really had access to were mega-corporate options like Uber and Lyft, where Uber and Lyft decide pretty much everything for their drivers and riders. The only thing drivers really got to choose was when they logged into the apps. That's ultimately all you really could do as a driver for those apps. And I know because I was driving for Uber for a short time just to see what it was like. And they deserve credit for doing good things in general as far as creating ride-sharing as a worldwide phenomenon and decentralizing somewhat from the existing taxicab oligopoly that most areas of the world had. And so, again, credit where credit's due. But,
yeah, and fighting City Hall, which people say you can't do.
And doing a lot of fighting City Hall. So I give them credit for that. But unfortunately, they haven't been known for really treating their drivers very well. Uber cut their rates from 80% to the driver to 75% about a year ago. I don't know if they've cut them again since then, but I know a lot of drivers were rightfully hurt over that, especially the ones that were working full-time, because that was a pretty big hit to what they were expecting to make on a weekly basis. But further, you don't get to choose much else as a driver. But with the Cell 411, you get all the choices that you should get to have as an entrepreneur. Cell 411 is a free app that you can download right now at getcell411.com. It's available for Android and for iPhone. Download it, start using it. There's no approval process. You can just go in and become a driver or a rider. You don't have to ask anyone's approval for it. You don't have to apply for some kind of background check or anything like that. Like when you do Uber and Lyft, there's a week or two that you got to wait while they do your background check. In this case, Cell 411 just lets you drive for people if you want to do that. Getcell411.com. You as a driver get to decide what your rates are. You as a driver get to decide what payment methods you support. So if you want to take cash, no problem. You want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, no problem. You want to take silver, not a problem at all. If you've got your own credit card set up, you can take credit cards too. So it's all up to you. You get to decide. And you also, as a rider, get to choose your driver. You, as a rider, if you need a ride somewhere, you say, yep, here I am, I need this ride to this place. And then all of the Cell 411 drivers in the area are given an alert. And each of those drivers has the opportunity to respond. And so as a rider, you may get multiple bids. You might get, two or more bids from different drivers in the area. One of them might be on the other side of town. The other one might be two streets over. One of them might be charging more than the other. So you actually get to pick who your driver is as the rider. These are big changes that no other ride-sharing app offers. And it's incredible. Plus, Cell 411 also has amazing decentralized emergency response alerts. So that's what the app was built for originally, and then they added in this amazing ride-sharing factor. So it's awesome.
And live streaming.
Yes, you wouldn't want to live stream your taxi ride, but yes, if something bad is happening to you, the emergency alert response has a live stream option. So yeah, if you actually, it's kind of an interesting point, I think that Virgil Vaduva made, who is a creator of Cell 411, there's been this complaint by the critics like, oh, you don't have a background check? Well, that means that the riders are in danger of a murderer being their driver. Well, by the way, just because Uber does a background check doesn't mean that their driver isn't going to go insane and murder somebody anyway. So
there was the guy in, Michigan or Wisconsin that claimed to have seen the devil in the Uber app and wound up killing some people.
Right. So
he didn't kill people because he was an Uber driver, although that's how some of the media was reporting it. Uber driver killed some people.
Sure. And so what Virgil's point was that, well, actually, not only does Cell 411 have ratings, so, if somebody's got a bad rating, you probably don't want to drive with them.
Right.
But also, Cell 411 is the only ride-sharing app that has emergency response features. So if something bad happens...
I've been kidnapped.
Right. If something bad happens to you while you're on a Cell 411 ride, you have the tool to alert your friends, family members, and the public to something bad going wrong, and you can live stream it. So
yes.
None of the other apps have any kind of features like that. So it's actually the safest.
Don't need karma with Cell 411.
Yeah, it's actually the safest of the ride-sharing apps. So, it wins hands down, every category, and I'm so excited about Cell 411. I'm glad they're on board here with Free Talk Live, but I'd be talking about them anyway just because it's a great app. So go to getcell411.com, get yours there. We can talk more about Chapter 6 in Economics in One Lesson coming up here, but let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Jeff. He's in West Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I'm west of Chicago. But anyway, okay. I want to tie that book together with Albuquerque because what happens is people are apparently there's so much communism in Albuquerque. It's like Russia where people are driven to drink. And see, that's why they have all the drunken driving, because of all the communism is discouraging people because nobody can work. The government, maybe people are out of jobs and stuff. And it's sort of like that book you were reading that, when the government taxes people, now they're discouraged. So now they're driven to drink. What do you think of that? So I tied Albuquerque.
Yeah, sure.
drinking.
Government oppression definitely drives people to depression, and depression tends to be something that people will drink heavily. While
bring that up with Sarah next time she calls, you know, just to give her a little rib. About all the communism is actually the problem.
Well, I'm sure she won't listen to a word we're saying, because if you actually say something of substance to Sarah, she just ignores it and goes on with her talking points.
So I wonder if she would want to replace the red lights, like the actual light itself, with little flags. And so when the flag is there, you know to stop so that you pay reverence to the flag. And when the flag's not there, you go through the intersection.
What was that?
I thought he was going to say hammer and sickles.
That's what I was thinking, actually, as you were suggesting.
But I have one more thing real quick.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So the one guy that was brought up about the one guy that had a tape, and he had the cognizance to realize that it could be used against him. And I give that guy credit for having said that he was not necessarily drunk or a high, but it just that he could be. You always, whenever you're possibly dealing with, you know, law enforcement types, you have to have the cognizance to not give them information that could be used against you.
Yep, that was true.
One of your guys that are on the staff today, I think, had mentioned he had made the mistake once before when he was, you know, using something that he had. That situation.
I don't recall that, but thank you for the call tonight,
Thanks
Jeff. I appreciate it. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Go ahead, James.
Johnny Ray, I've been accused of saying outrageous things on Free Talk Live about fellow talk show radio hosts of yours. One of them that's sailing away in the Atlantic right now, doing just fine with his wife and kid, last I heard. He's got a good life. Unlike the victim of the crime he did commit, who's been dead for over the last 20 years and doesn't get to do such a thing, and his families don't get to celebrate any holy days with him anymore either. But Johnny Ray, the very first time I ever spoke to one of the other so-called ministers you're sitting right next to, accused me of wanting to nuke the Middle East and kill all the Muslims, even though I didn't say any such thing, and it took him 2 years to even pretend to apologize to me, because he would never talk to me. That being Darryl W. Perry, that is, Johnny Ray. But outrageous things that I have heard was said by you the very first time I ever spoke to you. You referred to 9/11 as a legitimate terrorist attack. Do you not believe that, or do you not no longer believe that, Johnny Ray? I contend you do.
I do not believe it.
Really? When did your heart change?
I have never thought that the 9/11 attack was justified. I know, even though it was March 25th, 2012, or March 24th,
say,
I think, 2012, your claim is that I said it was a justifiable action. But I think all I said was that I don't think they did it for the reasons that the mainstream media or the U.S. government told us they did it.
I believe you on that one. Thanks for the call, James. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis.
Service. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. This live Sunday edition of the program. We got time for you. If you want to join us, our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. We've been reading together Economics in One Lesson. Not on the air. We've been doing a kind of a book review or book club. Johnny Ray and I and Daryl's kind of jumping in here and following along. You weren't here when we originally started this thing. So those of you out there, welcome to follow along. Economics in One Lesson is the book. It's available free, so anybody who has an internet connection can download a PDF copy of this. Just search Google for Economics in One Lesson. Daryl says the PDF link comes up as the first search results. And so we're on chapter 6. We've kind of scratched the surface. Johnny Ray, let's hear your essay about this chapter entitled Credit Diverts Production, basically focusing on the idea that government giving people credit who otherwise wouldn't be given credit by the marketplace is an economic disincentive to actual production by productive people, if I understand it.
I just reviewed this essay, and I don't want to read it, but some important people in my life.
You can't tease.
I just don't want to.
Reading. Do it in an interpretive reading style, or turn it into a poem of some sort.
My essay.
Okay.
My Chapter 6 essay by Johnny Ray. I contend that in a world without government, sources of loans would yet exist. There would exist situations as simple as your brother asking to borrow a small sum which he will pay back in a week with goodwill as interest. Two more complex loans between large organizations. An ordered loan-making industry will always be ready to consider having you in its debt. Thus, efforts by government to subsidize loans are not unique, but additive. Moreover, the only reason for a government loan industry is to provide loans to people who cannot otherwise get them for whatever reason, mm-hmm. because they're too risky. So considering wealth as capital, the government is loaning the uncreditworthy man a tractor in this example. Hazlitt in this chapter uses tractors and farm loans as his examples, and I see no reason to deviate from that. So considering wealth as capital, the government is loaning the uncreditworthy man a tractor that would have otherwise gone to creditworthy man. The supply of tractors at any given time is finite.
Okay, that's true.
And the simple fact of uncreditworthy man gaining possession of one of these tractors has consequences. All other things being equal, the price will rise for the next person in line who wants to get a tractor because there's one less tractor on the market. So the price will go up. The price is bid up. Some people further back in line cannot now afford to proceed because their circumstances have changed. The price of the tractor has changed. Uncreditworthy man now owns the tractor that would otherwise belong to creditworthy man. And finally, who do you think is more likely to produce more with the tractor? The end.
Well, now, and that's a fine summary, I think, of what is so far the longest chapter in the book, Economics in One Lesson. Now, of course, the argument would be, I'll take the government's side here, the government's argument would be, well, you know, Johnny Ray, you may be right. That these uncreditworthy men may indeed be poor risks, but if we can help just one of them who actually is, you know, going to make good, somebody who takes that loan, gets that tractor, gets out there and, you know, tills the land and, you know, makes it produce and creates a successful farm out of that government loan, isn't that worth it? Isn't it worth it to help just one person?
No, it's not, because it comes at the expense of the other person who's not taking the money from the taxpayer. He's doing it on his own, or he's making consensual agreements with lenders.
Allow me to give you the words of Mr. Hazlitt, the author of the book. He says, if the government operated using the same standards, and I'm paraphrasing this sentence, the same standards as the private lender, because he just has a paragraph prior to this about the private lender, there would be no good argument for the government to enter the field at all. Why do precisely what private agencies already do? But the government almost invariably operates by different standards. So that's why the government gives loans, is because they operate by completely different standards. They don't care.
It's not their money.
One, it's not their money, and they don't care whether you're able to repay it or not. Because they're going based off of the whole thing of, I'm stealing money from you to go give it to the homeless shelter. Aren't I doing good with all the stolen funds that I have? Whereas maybe you were planning to donate the money to the homeless shelter. Or maybe you were planning to set the money on fire. It doesn't matter because it's your money.
Right. If the government loses the money that they've loaned out, if it's never paid back, it's no skin off their back. They're going to get more taxes next year regardless. Whereas if a private lender loses that money, they're out that money and they don't just get it magically to return to them.
Now, one thing that I find interesting is because when I was hearing Johnny, you know, give his essay, I was starting to think about usury, because there's always the claim of, well, we have to regulate, you know, we need the government to regulate loans because otherwise somebody's going to charge, you know, some very high interest rate.
30%, 50%, yeah, well, they're paying loans.
But Hazlitt doesn't speak about usury anywhere in the book.
Well, I haven't read the whole book yet, so I can't say for sure.
Nor have I, but I did a word search,
and
the word usury does not appear in the book.
I've got to share this chapter. It's about because it's just it talks. It's almost like it's about the 2008 financial crisis in the U.S. It's like this book is from 1946,
yeah.
But thank you, Ian, yeah. Prescient. The case against government-guaranteed loans, not a government making a loan, but government securing a third party making a loan.
Right, so in this
like
case, the banks.
Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae.
Or in this case, the banks were loaning, you know, to bad risks, knowing that the government was likely to bail out those bad loans, and they did.
Right, and then the education bubble. The housing bubble was 2008.
Right.
We're in the education bubble right now.
from Hazlitt. The case against government-guaranteed loans and mortgages to private businesses and persons is almost as strong as, though less obvious than, the case against direct government mortgage loans and mortgages. The advocates of government-guaranteed mortgages also forget that what is being lent is ultimately real capital, which is limited in supply, and that they are helping identified B at the expense of some unidentified A. Government-guaranteed home mortgages, especially when a negligible down payment or no down payment, whatever, is required, inevitably mean more bad loans than otherwise. They force the general taxpayer to subsidize the bad risks and to defray the losses. They encourage people to, quote, buy houses that they cannot really afford. They tend eventually to bring about an oversupply of houses as compared with other things. They temporarily overstimulate building, raise the cost of building for everybody, and may mislead the building industry into an eventually costly overexpansion.
That's what happened.
In brief, in the long run, they do not increase overall national production, but encourage malinvestment.
Yeah, and that leads to incredible waste, which we saw with those bailouts. There were houses that were just empty.
And speaking of that, again, Hazlitt, at the end of the chapter, proves that he's a lessarchist, not a libertarian,
mm-hmm.
where he says, when the government makes loans or subsidies to business, what it does is to tax successful private business in order to support unsuccessful private business. If he would have ended the chapter there, great. But what he says next, under certain emergency circumstances, there may be plausible arguments for this, the merits of which we need not examine here. But in the long run, it does not sound like a paying proposition from the standpoint of a country as a whole, and experience has shown that it is not. But he does say there might be a plausible argument to guarantee loans and have the government, you know, be risky with people's money, but we're not going to examine that.
So there are people who claim that we need to have the government out there to make loans to people because of the usury, the idea of usury, that the payday loan people, for instance, are disparaged quite a bit. I mean, they will charge 30, 40, 50% on a loan to somebody who wants to get an advance on a paycheck,
right,
for instance. And that's an outrageous, to anybody, that's an outrageous interest rate. But the reason they do that is because they're loaning money to very poor risks. They're loaning
yes.
money to people who are historically bad with their money. That's why they don't have any savings that they can just, you know, rely on. They have to go to the payday loan place because they probably have some sort of drug habit or bad habit in some other way, gambling habit or whatever, that they're spending their money on when they do get it. And so if there are people out there who are concerned about payday loan, what I would suggest to them is, in the absence of government, why don't you just create some sort of loan charity? If it's such an important idea to give loans at reasonable rates to bad risks, go ahead and try to collect money from the people who agree with you and loan it out and see how that works out for you.
It's like getting water from a stone.
We will be back tomorrow. Johnny Ray, as always, thanks for the essay.
You're welcome.
For being here. Daryl over at libertylobby.xyz. Go get more of Daryl over there. And we'll do more economics in one lesson on Sunday. See you tomorrow. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.